We've been asking people what their daily routines are now that we're settled into 3 weeks of the NHL on pause. What is day-to-day for Anthony Cirelli these days?
Not much is going on, actually. I try and wake up a little early, do a little workout that my trainer sends me at home, and other than that, just trying to cook some meals, maybe a little bit of video games, a little bit of Netflix, but nothing too crazy.
Berkey?
Where are you physically, Anthony? Are you back home or still in Tampa?
No, I'm still down in Tampa.
And you got a good workout set up in your house?
Yeah, I have a couple weights and stuff. I have a backyard where I'll do some sprints and stuff like that. I'm fortunate enough to have, a couple weights and being able to do some stuff at home, which is nice. But yeah, it's obviously not as good as being at the rink.
Well, we're going to have your coach on next week, so tell me something about your coach that our listeners don't know.
Something about Coop?
Yeah.
I'd say he's a pretty funny guy. You know, he likes to crack some jokes once in a while, if it's on the bench or in the room. Obviously, you see him in media scrums all the time. He's always so serious, so I think he's got a light side to him.
Justin?
Anthony, Justin Bourne here. Just wondering about your experience there in Tampa from the first day you got there to now. I'm sure in the early part of your NHL career, there's a sense of trying to prove yourself and to establish yourself within the lineup. Obviously, you're well beyond that now. How has your mindset changed since those early days to where you feel you fit into the Tampa Bay Lightning in the NHL today?
Yeah, obviously, coming in, my first day and stuff is nerve-wracking, and being around those guys is, surreal. I watched some of these guys, when I was younger, being Stink Stammer and heavy in them. And then you fast forward now and we're buddies and go to the rink every day, and seeing them every day is pretty cool. But I think my mindset kind of stayed the same, coming to work every day and you got to earn your ice and your spot every single day. And I'm still young, so I'm still learning a lot, and I think it's been good, but I gotta keep going.
Berkey?
I would say, Anthony, you're one of the most improved players in the National Hockey League in the last couple of years. I think it's far from not just establishing yourself. I think the sky's the limit for you as a player. I think you're just going to keep getting better. Is that an attitude or a work ethic or both? Or?
I think it's a little bit of both. Like I said, I'm still young and I'm still trying to learn as much as I can from these guys and to keep going. I haven't been in the league for a long time, so if I want to keep playing, I got to keep going on that path. And I think it just goes back to my work ethic that I learned when I was younger, coming from my parents and going up in juniors and stuff. That it's a job and you got to come to work every single day.
Brian's bang on. You are one of the most improved players in the NHL over the past couple of seasons. And now, I'm sure you paid attention to this, at least glanced at it. I mean, your name is now included in a Selke Trophy mix that includes, Bergeron and O'Reilly and Couturier. Like, these are elite level two-way players in the NHL. What goes through your mind, Anthony, when you see yourself compared to and in the conversation with players like that?
Obviously, just mentioning those names, it's a huge honor to, just what those guys are, unbelievable two-way players that have been in the league for a long time. But like I said, I don't really focus too much on that kind of stuff. I just try and, focus on our team and our game. But it's obviously a pretty cool feeling to be put up next to those guys, and a huge honor. Like I said, I still have a lot to learn and a long way to go.
Let's get back to Justin. Borny.
Anthony, what would your preference be for a season return? Let's just say all goes well here and we're back at it in whatever June, July, whatever's reasonable. Would you rather come back and get a couple of regular season games in? Would you rather just get right to playoffs? What do you think should happen with the NHL upon return?
Yeah, obviously I have not much say into it, but best case would be getting a couple of games in before, maybe finishing out the regular season and then getting to playoffs. It's going to be you know, kind of hard having a couple months off now. And then, you know, I hope we're optimistic that we could come back and play. And whatever format they come back with, I think a lot of guys would be happy with.
Berkey?
How do you enjoy your time in Syracuse, Anthony? I think it's really important. I like the way Tampa Bay has developed their players, where a lot of the guys that you play with now played in the minors and Norfolk going back and then Syracuse. How did you enjoy your time there?
Yeah, I thought my time in Syracuse was great. You know, it was a huge part of my development down there. Ben Grew, the head coach, and you know, he wants you to be better, and he, you know, he helped me a lot in fine-tuning that my game, and you know, trying to be good all over the ice in the D zone and neutral zone and yellow zone. You know, he's hard on guys, and you know, he wants you to be better, and I think he was a huge mentor and help to me in getting to the NHL.
Being joined by Anthony Cirelli of the Tampa Bay Lightning, if the NHL came back tomorrow and you're on the ice at practice, and Brian mentioned John Cooper a couple of seconds ago, if it's your first practice back and it's tomorrow and John Cooper says, all right, down and back five times, who on your team is in trouble?
Who on my team's in trouble?
Yeah.
Kind of put me in the soup here a bit. let's see, who wouldn't be too bad?
Eddie Maroon might be.
Patty Maroon. you know, let's go with that. See, a little Patty Maroon. No, Patty's a great guy, though. He's you know, he's one of the, you know, best guys that I've played with, just his personality and everything. And you know, he battles as hard as he can, for sure.
Okay, I gotta ask you about this, but we only got a couple of minutes left. Going up against Zdeno Chara, like that last game against the Boston Bruins was, from a viewer's point of view, fantastic. What a wonderfully emotionally filled game. It was a lot of fun to watch. Chara, Anthony?
Yeah, obviously things were heated that game. And like you said, it was an emotion-filled game. Probably shouldn't have hit him as hard as I did. I knew once I did it, there was going to be kind of something was going to happen. And obviously you saw the aftermath of what happened after that. But, you know, it was a fun game to play in. And you know, like I said, emotions were high and things were heated. And it was a battle.